say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love. Just one kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love.
Welcome to Mondo Hollywood. My name is Amanda, and today we are taking a look at the career of Tab Hunter, the 50s teen heartthrob that passed away at the age of 86 last week, July 8th. And we started off with his number one bestseller from 1957 called Young Love. It was number one for 6 weeks, and it later won a gold record. And Tab Hunter was a Warner Brothers contract player, and he kind of had a career singing as well, and also too, just after Young Love, we heard a track from 1955's Battle Cry by Max Steiner. That was a film that Hunter co-starred in it about Marines, directed by Raoul Walsh, and Max Steiner's score was nominated for Best Score Oscar. And so next up, I'll just kind of stay in the 50s for a little bit. So Tab Hunter had a couple records out, and this is a cover of My Baby Just Cares For Me. And the lyrics are kind of funny, that's why I wanted to play this one.
My baby, my baby, my baby. My baby, my baby, my baby.
My baby don't care for show. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me.
My baby, my baby, my baby.
My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high tone places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. My baby don't care, who knows it? My baby just cares for me.
My baby, my baby, my baby.
Hudson is not her man. My baby just cares for me.
My baby, my baby, my baby.
My baby don't care for Tyrone Power. She'd rather get kissed by me every hour. Tab Hunter is not her style. And even Brando's smile is something that see.
She's sweet as can be. Do, do, do.
I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for.
My baby just cares for.
Baby just cares for me.
My baby, my baby, my baby. My baby.
And yeah, there's a little bit self-referential lyrics in there, including a shout out to Rock Hudson. Like Rock Hudson, Tab Hunter was in the closet in the 50s because you couldn't be out in the time. And he came out later in 2005 with a book called Tab Hunter Confidential, which later became a documentary, a really great documentary. I highly recommend it. And I'm going to play... I'll go into that a little bit later as well. So in the 50s, Tab Hunter was either a love interest for like people like Debbie Reynolds and young ingenues and things like that. And he also did a lot of Westerns. He was a very, he loved horses his whole life, and that's actually how he got discovered. He was just like a stable boy in the 40s, and someone said, oh, you look good looking, let's change your name and make you a star. So that's basically how he got discovered. So in 1959, he starred with Gary Cooper in a movie called They Came to Cordura. And Frank Sinatra, the song wasn't in the movie itself, but it was part of the release.
They came to Cordura. They came to Cordura in search of destiny, as wanderers have always done. And there in Cordura, somewhere in Cordura, the hand of destiny awaited a certain one, bring your
hopes and dreams to Cordura only if they dwell deep in your heart. For the old men say on a chosen day in Cordura, fate will bless your dreams or tear them apart. They came to Cordura, they came to Cordura, and soon were gone like all the rest. But for him whose dream was blessed in Cordura, I found my love in Cordura. Oh, oh, oh.
hanging round the beach, you'll see the best. They're waxed up and ready, just waiting for the surf to build up on the northern shore.
Ride, ride, ride the wild surf. Ride, ride, ride the wild surf. Ride, ride, ride the wild surf. Gotta take that wild last ride.
Lined up and waiting for that next big set outside. Nothing can stop you, 'cause you just gotta ride. Savage surf at Waimea Bay. It takes a lot of skill and courage unknown to catch the last wave and ride it in alone.
Ride, ride, ride the wild surf. Ride, ride, ride the wild surf. Ride, ride, ride the wild surf. Gotta take that one last. Gotta take that one last ride. Ride, ride, ride.
And from 1964, that was Jan and Dean with Ride the Wild Surf, a Columbia Pictures kind of an attempt to do the IP beach movies with Frank and Annette. But this one starred Shelley Fabre and Fabian, as well as Tab Hunter. And before that, from 1961, we heard Alfred Newman's main prelude from Pleasure of His Company, a kind of forgotten Fred Astaire movie that Hunter co-starred with Debbie Reynolds, and Fred Astaire actually won a Golden Globe for it. And I haven't even heard of that movie, so I don't even know if it's good, but the score is kind of interesting. And next up, I'm going to be playing probably 1958. That's his most famous role was in Damn Yankees, the film adaptation of a very popular musical of the same name. And Tab Hunter basically plays a bass, an older man. Well, he doesn't play him, but the story is about Joe Hardy, who is an older guy, and he sells his soul to the devil to become a really great Yankee ball player. And it's actually Damn Yankees, the score, or the move, I guess the record, is kind of how I got into soundtracks in the first place. Probably like around 1992, I watched the movie School Ties, and they were playing a song, Smokey Joe's Cafe, but this is all pre-internet days. And I was going through my parents' records, and I saw a song that was called Hernando's Hideaway. And for some reason, it was on this Damn Yankees soundtrack. I thought, oh, that's that song I liked in School Ties. It wasn't, but it kind of got me into Broadway musicals and then soundtracks. And so that's kind of my, this movie for my record collection today. So this is a song that he sang along with Gwen Verdon, and it's called Two Lost Souls.
Sister or brother,
ain't it just great? Ain't it just grand? We've got each other.
Two lost ships on a stormy sea. One with no sail, one with no rudder. We've got each other. Two lost
sheep in the wilds of the hills, far from the other Jacks and Jills. We wandered away and went astray, but we ain't fussing 'cause we've got us and we're two lost souls on the highway of life, and there is no one with whom we would trouble. We got each other. Wherever we go, whatever we do, as long as you've got me and I've got you, we've got a lot, because we've got
to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 UMFM, and we just heard from Damn Yankees, Tab Hunter, and Gwen Verdon. And in the 70s, Tab Hunter kind of disappeared from movie show business. He moved out to Virginia, and he was working with horses and things like that. He kind of stepped away. He was in an interesting movie from 1972 called Sweet Kill, which was directed by Curtis Hanson. It was his first written and directed film. And Curtis Hanson was most famous for directing L.A. Confidential and Wonder Boys, 8 Mile. And he never, because Roger Corman was involved, and he didn't really have a good relationship with the movie, but it's interesting. It's available, was available on VHS called as a movie called The Arousers, and then I think Shout Factory released a DVD of it not too long ago. But interestingly enough, Curtis Hanson, because he directed L.A. Confidential, and probably back in the mid-50s, Tab Hunter was had a scandal by Confidential magazine, which inspired that film, where he was at a pajama party. He got arrested, and it was blown out of proportion because 50s stuff was all crazy, but it's kind of interesting that they did that. He did also a lot of TV things. There's a, on YouTube, you can find this a film, or it's a horror show called Circle of Fear, and there's an episode from 73 where Tab Hunter has a doppelganger, and he's kind of figuring out like what to do with it, so that was kind of interesting that you can check it out. But he did get his career resurgent in 81 when John Waters called him up to co-star with Divine in the movie Polyester. And this is the main title theme, and I apologize for the poor quality. It's never been released as a proper soundtrack, but it was written by Blondie's Chris Stein and Debbie Harry.
See the houses.
Another unreleased clip from Polyester, and that was actually Bill Murray. He sang the love theme in a little bit of the movie, and John Waters didn't really like Bill Murray. I don't think he ever met him probably during the production of the song. But he just, at the time, wasn't into TV or Saturday Night Live. So he wasn't too impressed. But I like that song. Kind of like his lounge singer, the Star Wars theme guy from SNL. So it's kind of neat. And so now Tab Hunter is kind of known again and kind of kitschy roles. And in 1982, he was in the sequel to Grease, starring Michelle Pfeiffer and Adrian Zemed. And Grease 2 was notably a bomb. But the soundtrack, I don't know if you listened to the podcast, How Did This Get Made? They had an episode of that. And it's actually pretty interesting because one of the show's hosts, June Diane Raphael, really loves Grease 2. And she was singing some of the songs, including this one here that Tab Hunter sang, Reproduction.
The parts of a flower are so constructed that very, very often the wind will cause pollination. If not, then a bee or any other nectar-gathering creature can create the same situation. Yes, anything that gets the pollen to the pistils right on the list. I'll try to make it crystal clear. The flower's insatiable passion turns its life into a circus of debauchery. Now you see just how the stamen gets its lusty dust onto the stigma. And why this frenzied chlorophyllous orgy starchy spring is no enigma. We call this quest for satisfaction of what class?
A photoperiodic reaction!
Oh, that's good! Oh, that's very good!
Hey, I'm lost! Where are we?
Chapter 2!
Page 5.
Reproduction!
Reproduction! Put your pollen to cure!
Reproduction!
Reproduction! Make my stamen go berserk!
Reproduction!
I got your pistol right here.
Where does the pollen go?
Next chapter. In an abstract way, the same thing applies to the reproductive organs of the more complex life forms. But now we are dealing with sexual response. Are there any questions before we begin reading?
Is it possible the female member of some sex on a couch could, like, get this guy all hot and she never even knew it?
When a warm-blooded mammal in a tight little sweater starts pulling that stuff, she's saying that she wants to do it.
Can't prove it by me,
'cause they change their tune when you got them in the backseat.
With his heart beating fast,
they make it sound trapping gross.
Yeah, and all they can do is say, no, 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 no.
Reproduction,
reproduction,
baby, give it to me now. Reproduction,
reproduction, is that all you think about?
Reproduction,
come on, baby, show me that you really love me so.
Oh, I think I'm gonna throw up.
Where does the pollen go?
Is the only being capable of consciously controlling its number of offspring. Any comments on this?
Mr. Stewart, is it true that guys like you, you know, mature and all, carry some protection with them for sexual occasion?
What's the big deal?
Can a girl just do that thing where she adds up the days of her, what do you call it, the menstruation?
Oh, that's really neat.
Yeah, and one of the guys said the numbers don't add up right, huh?
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Reproduction!
Reproduction!
Hope he's proud of what he's done.
Reproduction!
Reproduction!
He was only poking fun.
Reproduction!
See what happens when a boy and girl don't know how to play it safe.
Reproduction,
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 reproduction.
Where does the pollen go?
fits a little song written for me by a friend of mine. It's a story.
Try to sing it, honey, before any more of us dies.
What'd you say your name was, sugar?
Red Dick.
Hit it, Dick.
These lips were made for kissing. These hips were made for bliss. And these arms were made for squeezing you tight every day. Only every night. These lips were made for selecting. These hips were made for connecting. These legs were made for wrapping around you so tight. Only every night when you see me dancing on the floor, you'll agree I'm class to the core. When you see me dancing with the boys, you'll agree you've never seen such porn. And these lips were made for tasting. My time wasn't made for wasting. So I'm gonna show you how it's done just for fun. Anyone wanna come? These lips were made for kissing. Take a sip and you'll know what you've been missing. You'll flip when this tamale wants to make you stay every day. Only every night. What you say? Every day. Only every night. We can play every day. Only every night. Well, alright.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I've never seen a night so long. When time goes crawling by, the moon just went behind a cloud to hide its face and cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves began to die? That means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a fallen star lights up a purple sky, and as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. I'm so lonesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Hunter!
6 feet of rugged manhood to stir the heart of every woman.
Oh, my goodness, I'm flabbergasted!
Tab Hunter!
How do you shave, Tab?
With a Gillette Super Speed, of course.
Tab Hunter! You tell me where I could find Tab Hunter.
Well, you do pretty good.
Gee, thanks.
What do you like about Tab Hunter?
Yeah,
quite a few things.
That clean cut unaffected Tab Hunter.
Tab,
that all American awesome.
Shocking but true story of a young man who found himself overwhelmed by a strange compulsion.
Hello, I'm Tab Hunter, and I've got a secret.
Well, I would never have talked about my personal life in the 1950s.
Something the matter, kid?
What?
Oh, no, not a thing.
I obviously was very closeted, and I'm sure it's a very difficult thing to think, what's the problem? But there was a problem. It's been very difficult for me my whole life talking about that side of me. For me to come out of myself like this and to share all of this is extremely difficult. I've never been as open as I am with you because it's been written about and what the heck, you know, I'm an old man, I don't, you know, this is my life, big deal.
And welcome back to Mondo Hollywood, and that was the trailer for the 2015 documentary called Tab Hunter Confidential. A very good one. I recommend it highly. And before that, we heard Divine with a track from 1985's Lust in the Dust, which was directed by Paul Bartel, with These Lips Were Made for Kissin'. And that was the second film that Tab Hunter made, the first being Polyester. And I want to thank you for listening to Mondo Hollywood this week. I'm going to be closing up the show with some more random Tab Hunter tracks, including the 73 film The Life and Times of Judge Ray Bean, which he made an appearance for. And he worked with a lot of really great directors throughout his career, including Jacques Tourneur in 1965, a movie called City Under the Sea, co-starring with Vincent Price, and Raoul Walsh, I mentioned before, and even Life and Times of Judge Ray Bean is John Huston. So he had a pretty interesting career. So thanks for listening again. I'll be back next week with a brand new show, and here's Tab Hunter again with But I Do.
I don't know why I love you, but I do. I don't know why I cry so, but I do.
The Manitoba Chamber Orchestra's Vinyl Vault is Winnipeg's largest and cheapest record collection. From indie rock to funk, new wave to classical, there's something for every kind of music snob. Records at $3 a pop, CDs even cheaper, and collectibles a specialty. Located in the basement of the Power Building at 428 Portage Avenue, Vinyl Vault is open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the last Saturday of every month. For more information about this monthly sale, or how to donate your used records to us, call 783-7377 or visit our website at themco.ca.
Jealous heart, oh jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done?
Of you, oh, Jeff.